Darkcast Network. The light shines brightest on our indie podcasts.
Welcome to another episode of the Freaky As Fuck podcast. I'm your host, Sarai, and today I wanted to discuss the haunted painting, The Hands Resist Him. On February 2nd, 2000, eBay user Mr. No Reserve listed an item for auction with a starting bid of $199. The item description read as follows.
When we received this painting, we thought it was really good art. A picker had found it, abandoned behind an old brewery. At the time, we wondered a little why a seemingly perfectly fine painting would be discarded like that. Today, we don't. One morning, our 4.5-year-old daughter claimed that the children in the painting were fighting and coming into the room during the night. Now, I don't believe in UFOs or Elvis being alive, but my husband was alarmed. To my amusement, he set up a motion-triggered camera for the nights. After three nights, there were pictures. The last two pictures shown are from that stakeout. After seeing the boy seemingly exit the painting under threat, we decided the painting has to go. Please judge for yourself. Before you do, please read the following warning and disclaimer. Warning. Do not bid on this painting if you are susceptible to a stress-related disease, faint of heart, or are unfamiliar with supernatural events. By bidding on this painting, you will agree to release the owners of all liability in relation to the sale or any events happening after the sale that might be contributed to this painting. This painting may or may not possess supernatural powers that could impact or change your life. However, by bidding, you agree to exclusively bid on the value of the artwork, with disregard to the last two photos featured in this auction, and hold the owners harmless in regard to them and their impact, expressed or implied. Now that we got this out of the way, one question to you eBayers. We want our house to be blessed after the painting is gone. Does anybody know who is qualified to do that? The size of the painting is 24 by 36 inches, so it is rather large. As I have had several questions, hear the following answers. There was no odor left behind in the room. There were no voices or the smell of gunpowder, no footprints or strange fluids on the wall. To deter questions in this direction, there are no ghosts in this world, no supernatural powers, this is just a painting. And most of these things have an explanation. In this case, probably a fluke light effect. I encourage you to bid on the artwork and consider the last two photographs as pure entertainment. And please, do not take them into consideration when bidding. As we think it is a good idea to bless any house, we still welcome input into that procedure.
Once the listing was posted, it spread like wildfire all over the internet. People were sharing the link and making blog posts about it because that was pretty much all you could do as far as social media in the 2000s. Everyone wanted to see this supposed haunted painting, and by the time that the bidding ended, the item was viewed over 30,000 times. 30 users bid on the painting, and it wound up going to user Ionia7 for a whopping $1,025. The painting itself is actually very interesting and somewhat disturbing. It features a young boy standing in front of this giant window, and it's pitch black out. The boy has a blank look on his face. To me, for some reason, I feel like it's more of a melancholic stare, I guess. Standing next to him on his right-hand side is a huge doll. This thing comes up to the kid's shoulder, and she's holding this weird device that kind of looks like a bomb detonation device, I guess. Yeah, don't really know what that's all about, but that's not even the most bizarre thing about this doll. The expression on this doll's face makes me so uncomfortable. She has these big blacked out holes for eyes, and her mouth is downturned in the most terrifying, grotesque frown. And if this painting couldn't get any more creepier, there are also hands pressing up against the window from the opposite side. I will have a picture posted on socials of this very disturbing creation. However, I must warn you, some report having strange reactions simply just from viewing the painting. There are reports of people suddenly getting violently ill or even fainting or blacking out. So, view at your own discretion.
Are you a fan of true crime, cults, conspiracies, and all things sinister? Then tune in with me, your host, Steph, every week for a new episode of the Sinister Story Hour. You can find the Sinister Story Hour on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
So, where did this painting even come from, and how did it wind up in the hands of Mr. No Reserve? Well, let me tell you. In an article on DailyDot.com, Bill Stoneham recalls of times when he was a child when he would play outside with a girl from his neighborhood. On one of these occasions, Stoneham's parents had the children pose in front of their glass-pane door for a photo. And this photo became the inspiration for a painting Stoneham began in 1972 called The Hands Resist Him. The name for this work derived from a poem his wife, Roanne, had written called Hands Resist Him. It was about Stoneham's experience as being adopted as a child. The poem goes, "He is of the seeing visions. His strokes reveal them in a rush of color, of madness, of mystics. And his head is the highest center. It must confront its enemies. The hands resist him, like the secret of his birth. His presence is the sanctum heartbeat felt in darkness and in passion, its sound the sole gift to that silence." On the Stoneham Studios website, Bill Stoneham explains that, quote, "Dreams are a common experience people may have with this. Anyway, my own experience is a sensitivity to place. Physical, geographical place. There are memories, echoes of all the life within a place. Maybe it's what's called channeling. The hands are the other lives, the glass door, that thin veil between waking and dreaming. The girl slash doll is the imagined companion or guide through this realm." The Hands Resist Him was completed in 1974 and was immediately included in a large gallery show in California. And from there, it was purchased by Hollywood actor John Marley, who, if you've ever seen The Godfather, played the defiant movie mogul, Jack Waltz. If that still doesn't ring any bells, he's the guy that woke up to a severed horse head in his bed. Yeah, that guy. The gallery show also led to the painting's first press mention in the Los Angeles Times. It was an article reviewing the piece by noted art critic Henry Seldes. Strangely enough, all three of these men, Feingarten, Seldes, and Marley, would die between 1978 and 1984. What happened to the painting after Morley's death is unknown, but it would eventually end up in an abandoned building turned art space in California, and then would become the infamous haunted eBay painting. Gallery owner Kim Smith, who won the auction, would later say, quote, I wish I could report a bizarro happening or mind possession type of thing, but the unusual things started happening with the first email and counting. Prayers and quotes from the scriptures from a man of faith, advice as to how to cleanse my residence of these evil thing from a Native American shaman, reports of people being repulsed, made physically ill, or suffering from a blackout / mind control experience. As of 2021, the Hands Resist Him is still owned by Kim Smith, and it sits in her gallery in Michigan, where she says the painting's own mystique is growing. Bill Stoneham reports that he's still receiving messages about the so-called haunted painting, and he's quoted saying, "We live in an age of science, of revelation, and hard realities and hard facts, but we are still drawn to the mysterious. And what is more mysterious than paintings? More than any other object, paintings are a one-of-a-kind thing created by someone using their hands." So what do you believe? Is the Hands Resist Him some kind of beacon of energy of the tragic events that it witnessed? Or is it just some creepy painting? I've said on this show before that I definitely believe that powerful events or times of intense emotion can leave traces of itself, and that energy never leaves. That place or object will forever hold a piece of that history, making it to where whoever comes across it can feel it too. So let me know what you think. We can continue this conversation over on socials, where you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at FreakyAFPod, that's FreakyAFPod, or send us an email at freakyafpodcast@gmail.com. If you enjoyed this episode, I hope that you will leave us a 5-star review and rating wherever it is that you're listening to this episode. And if you'd like to further support us financially, feel free to donate to our Ko-fi. I will have a link to that in our show notes as always. I hope to see you guys back here next week, but until then, stay spooky, and I will see you then. Bye! What's up, y'all? It's your girl Sarai from the Freaky as Fuck podcast, and I don't think I have to tell y'all that I am a huge fan and collector of all things spooky and macabre. And if you're like me, then might I recommend checking out Hell Yeah Voodoo Dolls? This incredible online shop has one-of-a-kind handcrafted voodoo dolls, handmade jewelry, and all kinds of Hell Yeah merch, such as hoodies, t-shirts, beanies, and more. If you're looking to get a unique gift for yourself or for your favorite person, be sure to check out Hell Yeah Voodoo Dolls. You can find them at hellyahvoodoodolls.com, where you can also find some info on the 4,000 square foot haunted Victorian manor that they're renovating. Shop Hell Yeah Voodoo Dolls today for your spooky needs.